Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano, and we welcome you to the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us as we sing and pray and read some things from God's Word, look into His Word for a message, and just worship Him together. Let's praise Him and sing it together now. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Oh yes, I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And it is great to be with you, and I greet you in Jesus' name. And I hope you can stay tuned with us for the whole half hour as we endeavor to have a service and worship and praise the Lord. And if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, by the time this service has come to an end, I'm going to pray that the Holy Spirit will use this service some way to convict your heart, and you'll realize that you need to repent of your sins, and today will be the day that will happen. And I want all you saints of God that are in this congregation to pray along with us that the Lord will speak to some heart today. Let's have a great time of rejoicing in the presence of the Lord. Going to the Word of God to begin today's service from Ecclesiastes 11:1. The writer says, "Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days." The Word of God to begin today's broadcast service. If you will, have your notepad and pencil ready for some contact information. And in just a little while, have your Bible open to Isaiah chapter 12. All right, from the best love songs and hymns hymnal, we're going to page 25. Join with us as we sing, "When We All Get to Heaven." Many of you know this. Clap your hands and let's sing together. Worship Him. Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing His mercy and His grace. In those mansions bright and blessed, He'll prepare for us a place. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. While we walk the pilgrim pathway, clouds will overspread the sky. But when traveling days are over, not a shadow, not a sigh. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing God will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Let us then be
true and faithful, trusting, serving every day. Just one glimpse of Him in glory will the toils of life repay. Oh,
when we all
get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be.
When we all
see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Hallelujah. Onward to the prize before us. Soon His beauty will behold. Soon the pearly gates will open. We shall tread the streets of gold.
When we all
get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing God will be.
When we all
see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
When we all get to heaven,
what a day of rejoicing that will be.
When we all see Jesus,
we'll sing and shout the victory.
Praise the Lord. Well, many people have sung that song, and the great part about it is it can be when we all get to heaven. And if your hearts are right with God, you're included in that group also. Our precious promise before we pray comes to us from Ephesians 3:20. Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Praise the Lord. Let's pray today. We've got to keep dreaming and keep hoping and trusting and praying, because we are talking to a God that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. You won't get a better offer. You won't get a better deal, a better trade than that. One songwriter says, I got the best of the trade. And another says, I'm going to trade the old cross for a crown. So let's let our faith be loose. Let's call on the Lord today. He can do things greater than we can ask or think. Father, we thank You for the great promise today. We thank You for this great hope. We thank You for the great help. We thank You, Lord, because we can call on You. We know, Lord, that with You all things are possible, and to him that believeth, all things are possible. And Lord, we're just so thankful that You gave us that hope and encouragement that You can do things exceedingly greater than we can ask or think. Father, we're just so thankful for Your unlimited power, Your unlimited glory, Your unlimited promises. Lord, we're glad today for the unlimited plan of salvation and the infilling of the Holy Ghost. Lord, we want to keep praising You from now forward. Hear the prayers today. Most of all, Lord, save the lost. May this be the day that someone in this audience today finds You as his or her Savior. Speak to them. We know, Lord, You're ready and willing and able to save them. Use this service for Your glory, we pray. Anoint the Word of God and the singing as we proceed forward. Lord, I just pray You'll touch the sick, minister to someone. And Lord, may everyone in this congregation today be able to say, for the past few minutes I have been in the presence of God. We'll give you thanks for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Jesus is the sweetest name I know, and He's just the same as His lovely name. That's the reason why Him so, for Jesus is the sweetest name I know.
Let's join in, let's sing it again now. Praise Him with us.
Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Just the same as His lovely name. That's the reason why I love Him so. For Jesus is the sweetest name I know.
And I will give you some contact information a little later on in the broadcast. Join in with us as we sing, "The Lord Will Make a Way Somehow." I'm on the heavenly highway leading to that land above. All this world I have forsaken just to serve the one I love. When the way gets rough and rugged and low beneath the cross I bow, I say unto my soul, be patient, the Lord will make a way somehow. Sometimes I get so tired and weary as I journey on my way, and my faith begins to fail me, it's then I steal away and pray, and I get a little glimpse of heaven while at His feet I humbly bow. And then I hear Him whisper, fear not, for I will make a way somehow. Sometimes I feel just like a stranger as I daily plod along through this world of toil and danger, where so many things go wrong. But Jesus promised to be with me and to answer every call. He will put His arm around me
let me go. Although sometimes I get so tired and weary as I journey on my way, and my faith begins to fail me, it's then I steal away and pray. And then I get a little glimpse of heaven, while at his feet I humbly bow. And then I hear him whisper, "Fear not, for I will make a way somehow." Sing it one more time. Oh, sometimes I get so tired and weary as I journey on my way, and my faith begins to fail me. It's then I steal away and pray. And then I get a little glimpse of heaven, while at his feet I humbly bow. And then I hear him whisper, "Fear not, for I will make a way somehow." Hallelujah. Well, before Brother Wallace Timmons passed away, every time I would visit his church, Marion Pentecostal Church in Marion, Kentucky, he wouldn't let me get out of that service until I sang, "The Lord will make a way somehow." Well, that's been a number of years ago. Brother Timmons has been in heaven for some time, but I'm certain when he got to the gate and the Lord let him enter in, that he was glad that he found a Lord that would make the way somehow. Wonderful, wonderful memories. I am Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. We're here weekly at this time, the Lord permitting and providing. And thank you so much for praying for us and helping support our ministry and for all that you do for us, for telling others. We're so thankful. And if you would like to drop us a card or a letter, if you'd like to enclose an offering, but you're welcome to send us a prayer request or song request if you don't have an offering. But if you would have something after you've given to your church and taking care of your family, help us to keep going, large or small, one time or many times, it would be appreciated. Send any checks or money orders to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864, and any mail should be directed there. Or you could call or text 618-214-1410. And then our website, www.pentecostalradio.org. You can click listen online, select the date, and hear the service anytime. And if you'd like to contribute with your debit or credit card, just click donate on the front page. Follow the prompts. It is a safe and a free transaction. All right, I'll try to touch base with you on that again before we leave the service. "I'm Gonna Make It" is the title of this. Hallelujah. Another song of faith.
Troubles and trials more than enough. Sometimes my way gets rugged and rough. I have his promise, he'll go with me all the way. Though the valley is dark and drear, I know my Jesus is always near. I'm gonna make it all the way home someday. I'm gonna make it all the way. I'm gonna make it all the way home someday. Christ my Savior goes before me. I'm gonna make it all the way home someday. Jordan at last I stand. But he'll take me by the hand. I'm gonna make it with his help one of these days. When I cross that swelling tide, I'll be safe on the other side. I'm gonna make it all the way home someday. I'm gonna make it all the way. I'm gonna make it all the way home someday. Christ my Savior goes before me. I'm gonna make it all the way home someday. I'm gonna make it all the way. I'm gonna make it all the way home someday. Christ my Savior goes before me. I'm gonna make it all the way home someday. Some happy day from sin set free. I'll live with Christ for a someday, someday.
Hallelujah. Well, that someday is going to soon be today. In the book of Isaiah, and we're going to go to chapter 12, he says, beginning in verse 1, "And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee, though thou wast angry with me. Thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Because God is my salvation, I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore with joy shall we draw water out of the wells of salvation." We talk oftentimes about being saved. It is the major theme of the modern day Christian church. But let me ask you the question today. Where will salvation take you? In the three verses that I read, Isaiah 12, 1, 2, and 3, salvation is used three times. The word salvation, it is one, if not the most important word in the entire Bible. In fact, it is used 164 times in the Bible. In the Old Testament, the word salvation comes from a Hebrew word which means deliverance and victory. And in the New Testament, it comes from a Greek word meaning deliverance, preservation, and safety. Salvation is what we receive when we trust Jesus Christ as our Savior. Salvation is the gift of God. Salvation is not a thing that we receive someday, but it is our present possession of every person who has received Christ into their hearts. If you take time to study the doctrine of salvation in the Bible, you will find that salvation is responsible for moving people from the place where they are. Salvation always takes you somewhere. If we notice in Exodus 14 and 13, it brought Israel out of bondage. And Jonah chapter 2, we see that it brought Jonah out of the whale. And in Psalms 40, it brought David out of the pit. And the Bible tells us in 1 Timothy chapter 1, 12, that it brought Paul out of his lost condition. And in 1 Peter 2:9, it brings every sinner out of darkness. Today, it would take several minutes to tell you all the facts about salvation. But if you have salvation, it will take you to places wherein you have never been. It will take you to heaven. Jesus said before he went away in John 14, "In my Father's house are many mansions, and if I go away, I will prepare a place for you." He commented in those verses that he would come again and receive us unto himself, and even made the statement, "If it were not so, I would have told you." Salvation is the key that opens the door to the kingdom of God. Salvation is what ushers us into the glories of the city of God. Salvation is for all believers, and all believers are going there some days. It is the gift of God. It is the promise of God. Salvation takes us into holiness. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new." Salvation will alter your life. No man can receive salvation and remain the same. One mark of true repentance unto salvation is a drastically changed life. 1 John 2:9. There will be a difference. Galatians 5:22. And there will be a desire to serve the Lord. Ephesians 2:10. Salvation will make a change in your life. If you experience salvation, you will want to fellowship and worship with the saints of God. Salvation will take you into harvest. The fields are white, and they are ready to harvest. Pray, therefore, that the Lord will send laborers into the harvest. Sharing the gospel is a mark of genuine salvation. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. Jesus never called us to be lazy, but he called us to be busy. He told us to let our light so shine before men so they could see your good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. I'm hurriedly passing through these thoughts today, but I trust that the Lord is speaking to your heart and letting you know that if you accept Christ as your Savior, your life will change and you will be taken places. Every Christian is a witness, either for or against Jesus Christ. Which are you? And then it will take you to the house of God. Hebrews 10:25 tells us that we are not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. Salvation is always accompanied by a desire to gather with the saints and worship with the Lord. Jesus assembled with the believers, Luke 4, and there will be a desire to praise and worship and adore the Lord, all because of where salvation has taken you. Thank you for worshiping with us today. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. If you have any questions, if you'd like prayer, you can call or text right now, 618-214-1410. And any cards, letters, checks, money orders, any mail should be sent to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. And the website, www.pentecostalradio.org. Remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. And remember, you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost.
I'm gonna make it all the way. I'm gonna make it all the way home someday. Christ my Savior goes before.